You're tuned to 88.9 FM. We're online at WQCS.org. Eric Draper is the executive director of Florida Audubon. He'll be visiting Port Salerno on Thursday and speak at the Port Salerno Civic Center at 6:30. That event is free and open to the public. He'll be talking about Florida's special places, and he joins us now.
Yes, I have the chance to speak to Audubon of Martin County and give them a presentation. I'm going to be speaking about Florida Special Places, which is an effort to educate people about all the wonderful parks and public lands that we have here in the state of Florida and encourage people to get out and visit those lands.
And we certainly have no shortage of those places here on the Treasure Coast.
You do not have a shortage of places, and in fact, I think one of the reasons I think that people live in your area is because there are so many places to go out, so many parks that they can go to, so many wildlife management areas, and we just want to make sure that people use those places.
And you say that's more important now than ever.
You know, it's a use it or lose it with public lands. We have proposals in the legislature and even with the Scott administration right now to surplus some of our public lands. In other words, take things that are now part of state parks and wildlife management areas and state forests and to start selling them off, turning them back into private land.
And, of course, you're keeping an eye on things as they develop around Everglades restoration.
Yes. Your part of the state is very important for the Everglades. Not only do a lot of people in the Treasure Coast area support Everglades restoration because of its impact on the St. Lucie estuary, I mean, so much water gets discharged from Lake Okeechobee. Part of Everglades restoration is to figure out a way to keep pollution from getting into Lake Okeechobee, to keep too much water from flowing into Lake Okeechobee so it doesn't have to be discharged into the estuary, which we know causes a lot of damage. But beyond that, Everglades restoration benefits us all because we get to restore all the wildlife. Birds don't just stay in one county or another county. They migrate.
Now, I know for years the situation with the Everglades has affected the bird population. How are things now?
There's a report that's just come out over the holidays, a wading bird report from the South Florida Water Management District, and it showed, unfortunately, wading birds had a tough breeding year last year. We did not have as many of those wading birds breed. And some birds in particular, such as the wood stork, which is a bird a lot of us see and enjoy, is really down in its numbers in the Everglades.
Now, you mentioned that there has been a decrease in the amount of money the state has spent for public lands. You'd like to see that trend reversed.
When I talk to them, and I'm going to ask all the people in Treasure Coast, is to communicate with their elected public officials, communicate with their legislators, and say, hey, you know, we need to start investing in protecting the places that make Florida special. We need to make sure that as we grow, that we've got places for people to be able to go to the parks, places for people to fish, and that the wildlife have places to live.
Now, when we mention Audubon, people think birds, but it seems your concerns go well beyond that.
Yes, Audubon is much more than birds. Birds is a way that we look at the natural system and say something's right about it or something's not right about it. If the birds are there, the system's working. If the birds aren't there, then there's something wrong with nature. But Audubon is actually the state's largest conservation organization. We've been around for 110 years. We're very proud of the leadership that we provide on land conservation, water conservation, and, of course, Everglades restoration.
Again, Eric Draper, Florida Audubon Executive Director, will be at the Port Salerno Civic Center Thursday at 6:30. It's free and open to the public. We'll have a link to the Martin County organization on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.